tensions are increasing. Russia continues its military build-up, and we see also more troops not only in and around Ukraine, but also now in Belarus, where Russia is in the process of deploying thousands of combat troops, hundreds of aircraft, S-400 air defense systems, and a lot of other very advanced capabilities. And this takes place under the disguise of an exercise, but it integrates very much the Russian forces and the Belarusian forces. And these are highly capable combat-ready troops, and there is no transparency on these deployments. So, of course, this adds to our concerns. It adds to the tensions, and it shows that there is no de-escalation. On the contrary, it's actually more troops, more capabilities in more countries. But at the same time, that makes it just even more important to engage in a political effort to find a political solution. A political solution is still possible. But then, of course, Russia has to engage in good faith to de-escalate and to sit down and really make a real effort to find a way forward where we can find a political solution. We have made our proposals. We are ready to listen to also the Russian concerns and engage in reciprocal efforts to find a way forward.